So, Stein, anybody who knows us knows that there's very little we'd rather eat than Chinese food. Now, I regularly get my Chinese food fix when I go out, but I know that you often make it at home. So, what you been cooking lately?
Well, just this weekend, I did one of my old hunger things, as you might call it. I made a Chinese dinner, circa 1960, House of Wu restaurant in New Rochelle, New York. I made egg foo young, fried rice, egg rolls, and barbecued Chinese ribs. It was great. It was just like being back at the House of Wu.
You know, it's funny you should mention it because recently I had dinner at, not out at a great Chinese restaurant where I'm always eating, but at my fabulous friend Mark Chow's house. Now, the Chow family really can cook, and they only cook for, you know, 20, 30 people at a time or so, it seems, whether there's only a handful of us or not. And Uncle Mark comes by his cooking ability naturally because he's the son of Ruby and Ping Chow, the owners of Ruby Chow's, which back in the day was the place to go for Chinese food in Seattle.
Well, I imagine back in the day, House of Wu and Ruby Chow's might have been kind of a similar kind of an establishment. Didn't Bruce Lee work at Ruby Chow's at one point? I think he did.
You're right about that. In fact, at their house, they've got this great picture of Bruce Lee, a big giant photograph that's blown up on the wall of Bruce Lee with Uncle Ping in the back, Mark's dad.
Oh, how cool.
Right in front of the restaurant. So one of the things he made for us at this incredible multi-course meal was not egg foo young, but I don't know what he called it, but he said it was a lop chong, a Chinese sausage with pork belly that he first sautés and cooks with eggs and the secret ingredient, a can of corn. It is so delicious. It's a little
just
sweet.
Just like corn niblets?
Yes, like canned creamed corn.
Oh, wow.
So it makes this a really nice sweet dish. What was so great about it, he said his dad used to feed it to the staff. It was a regular staff meal. And it's a great thing. His kid, he said, made it all through college. He made it through college. When you're broke, you can always have a nice package of lop chong stuck in the freezer and a few links in the fridge. So you can saute that up right quick with the pork belly. Throw in the corn, whip up some eggs, and basically make a giant scramble. I think he put a little bit of oyster sauce on the top after. But that was only part of an enormous meal that included something he called Westlake duck, this gorgeous duck in a mound with beautiful fresh spinach around it. And he was pouring this incredible sauce over it. And he said it was his father who recently passed. He said it was his father for years would never tell anybody how he fixed this dish. And you know why?
Because
he bought the duck. So, of course, he'd buy a roast duck, use that as the centerpiece for this dish. And it wasn't until the end that he had admitted to this.
He finally came clean.
Yeah.
Well, you sent me pictures, and they are absolutely gorgeous. I'm just licking my chops just looking at those pictures, and I'll post them on the Food for Thought link at kplu.org, along with pictures of my own dinner. And maybe I'll even put in the special recipe for the egg foo young in there as well. We did some good eating recently, Nancy, that's for sure.
If you're frying, I'm buying.
You'll find a link to Nancy Leeson's All You Can Eat food blog at the Seattle Times right there at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. I'm Dick Stein.